Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of investors are really curious about: Sarasota condo buildings that allow Airbnb and short-term rentals. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is such a hot topic right now, especially in Sarasota. A lot of people think you can just buy any condo and immediately turn it into a short-term rental, but that's really not how it works. The reality is that each building has its own rules, and some are super restrictive while others are totally cool with it.
Oh, wow. So it's not like a blanket thing across the whole city. It's really building by building. That's actually way more complicated than I thought.
Exactly. And that's the thing that catches a lot of investors off guard. You've got some buildings in Sarasota that have zero tolerance for short-term rentals, and then you've got others that actively encourage them because they know it brings in revenue. The key is doing your homework before you buy. You need to look at the condo association bylaws, the declaration, the rules and regulations, all of it.
So if someone's looking to invest in Sarasota and they want to do short-term rentals, what's the first thing they should do? Like, where do they even start?
First thing, and I can't stress this enough, is to ask the right questions before you make an offer. Get the condo association documents. Read through them carefully. Look for any restrictions on rentals, minimum lease terms, caps on how many units can be rented out at once, things like that. Some buildings require owner approval. Some have waiting periods. Some just straight up don't allow it at all.
That makes total sense. And I'm guessing there's probably some buildings that are like, yeah, we're cool with it. But then there are complications, right?
Absolutely. You might find a building that allows short-term rentals, but they cap it at maybe 20% of the units. Or they require a minimum stay of 30 days, which basically kills the Airbnb model. Some buildings charge extra fees for short-term rental licenses. Others require you to use a property manager. It's all over the place, which is why you really need to understand what you're getting into before you close.
Right. So the buildings that are actually investor-friendly, the ones that are like, yeah, do your short-term rentals, we're good, those are probably the ones to focus on if that's your strategy.
Exactly. And here's the cool part. When you find a building that's genuinely Airbnb friendly, that actually becomes a selling point. You're going to have better cash flow potential, which means better returns. But you've got to identify those buildings first. That's where local knowledge really matters. And that's what I focus on with my clients.
I love that. So for someone listening who's thinking about getting into Sarasota real estate and wants to do short-term rentals, what's the one thing they absolutely should not skip?
Don't skip getting the condo documents and having someone review them. Whether that's a real estate attorney, a property manager, or someone like me who knows the local market inside and out. It's such a small investment up front compared to what could go wrong if you buy a unit in a building that doesn't allow what you want to do.
That's solid advice. David, this has been really helpful. I think a lot of people are going to appreciate understanding that it's not just a free-for-all out there. You've really got to do your due diligence. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's all about being informed before you jump in. That's how you make smart investments.